What to do? How could Scorpio ever become smelly again? How could he get back his title as the smelliest, stinkiest skunk? He went to consult with Smelsa the Skunk Witch. She said after her examination. You are suffering from no smellyitis.
No smellyitis? What's that?
It's caused by a poor diet, constipation, flatulence, worms, good breath, and too much washing. Oh, and somebody's put a bad spell on you.
I never swam so far before. I wanted to give up the battle and just leave go of him and let myself drift away into sleep. My body touched land at last, but I wasn't yet out of the sea. We were shored on a sea bank, a few yards from the beach. Waves kept pulling me back, and I hadn't the strength to heave us any further.
The big mystery is that Vulpin and the bike vanished without a sound. Gran has already been on the phone to the other hedgehogs, asking if anyone heard a road rocket roar early this morning or last night, but nobody did. I picture Vulpin tiptoeing downstairs in the dead of night and pinching the keys from the hook. The policeman arrives at Gran's later that afternoon. He's a big chap with a triple chin and a short beard.
We probably won't find her, he yawns. Your Miss Vulpin's part of a gang of criminals who make a habit of preying on the elderly.
He drains his cup of tea and looks hopefully around for another.
Where are we going? Asks Sammy.
To see Mr. Feinstein.
Why?
Because somebody broke his windows.
During the air raid? Asked Sammy.
No, during the day. She shook her head.
Maybe it's because he's a German.